right, it is 6 o'clock and we have a quorum. We are missing Warren. We have everybody else. So first item on the agenda is approval of minutes from the April 10th meeting. Judy, what did you find?
Not true changes.
I did get this.
Okay.
Few words here, promise, little thing.
Perfect.
Other than it. Thanks for reading. Okay.
I didn't read them. I just like.
I do them.
Something. This is good. Anybody want to move to approve? I believe we agree. Have a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Public comment items not on the agenda. What? All right, on to the items for discussion, the airport construction projects.
Not a whole lot of news here, although if we stall a little bit, maybe add a little for next up. Runway 1230, it's out there, and we have working lights, flight check's been done, but we still have the old nasty temporary reels in place from the manufacturer. We're working with the FAA to figure out a resolution to like start closing out some of the grant process and stuff like that, because we're down to literally having, that's literally going to be the thing that holds us up. But otherwise, work's done, work's fine, everything else works. So that's where things are, where things are going to be for a while. Fortunately, DOT grant projects, the T hangar building, Adam was finishing up the data for the grant application. You're still kind of the way things are shaping up, we're going to have a AIP grant application for a summer around $370,000. That's the paving portion of it. And then we'll go after the vertical infrastructure program for the 300,000 that it's capped at for the building, and that's the two state grant programs. And then this fall, with the rest of the FAA money that's in bill, that kind of wraps up at least the grant funds that we can get. Beyond that, the applications are due next week. Really don't have anything else. I was just watching Marion's city council meeting. They accepted a proposal for keeping Marion open. So they will presumably close on that deal at the end of June. Their fiscal year ends, it stays open. But we have five folks that already had one person trying to win this for credit. They asked about it. What we're planning, and I said no, not right now. We still were a couple of months down the road, so I don't know. Thank you, I installed for you.
I appreciate that. I didn't do a bus that didn't move.
No, we're talking about the hangar, so if you have any data that.
Which
what our grant applications are actually turning out to be, that would be awesome.
Yeah. Got copies of draft application for you guys. And I can just hit a couple highlights. So our total project cost estimate is $1,535,000. That is building, concrete, all of design and CA grant administration. In breaking out the separation between the taxi lane work and the structure, I did lean a little bit heavier on AAIP and the taxi lane work. So we're putting a little bit more of design and CA into the taxi lane because it helps our numbers so that we can reduce the local match. And that's really what our goal is. So we have a estimated cost of $472,000 for the taxi lane, and then a little bit over $1 million for the actual structure and total project costs. The AIP request that's before you is it's a 15% local match, so it is a $70,190 local match, and then the request to the state is just a little bit over $400,000. The Gavi request is for $300,000, and then we would have a 35% match to the total project costs of that. So it's $162,000 for the local match on that. So that gives us between FABIL, Gavi, and then local match, that gives us the adequate funding necessary. And put your estimated total local match at $233,000 approximately.
Local gain city.
Yep. And these are high-level numbers. I think we're in the ballpark, but it's workable. I can work with Mike on any final modifications or changes that we want to make to this, but
So 230 for local match, so that's probably going to be loan money, and I'm not quite sure how much that is at the moment.
that was going to be my question is, are we financing all of the local match, or are we going to want to have 100,000?
At this point, the plan was to rely on the local match that we weren't using for the second phase of solar array, and then the shift in programs because we are not doing runway very terminal building modernization, which we had in the program for next year. That was about $100,000. And then we would have, I think we have another 50 in there that just isn't quite being used from other stuff. So there, like I said, there's about a, yeah, it was 50, 60, 50 to $70,000 gap that I want to set out and work with. But
okay.
we're in the realm of things that the city has said they are happy to figure out how to do it. We just need to do some type of, once we know what those costs are, do a proposal to the city and how we're going to pay it back and all that fun stuff. But
Okay.
they have not put up any roadblocks in terms of that.
Okay.
In this packet, the exhibit in here isn't accurate to the six unit. This was one of the older exhibits, so the exhibit will be updated to the six unit. And then we will likely work with Mike on figuring out what we want to show in that extra space between the end of the hangar and the building restriction line. If it's an addition of more T hangers, if it's a box hangar, is it, whatever that may look like. But we'll be able to kind of develop some plan for that space. Sure.
South facing. Yes. Not the worst idea.
It's not.
Then you can put doors on both sides so you can drive straight through.
Yes. Because it's in the hangar that.
So, yeah.
So that's the weird one, right?
It's the rear glider bay.
Yeah.
It's too narrow for anything. It's too short for anything.
No interest from the glider community on that one.
We haven't really marketed it either in a while. So, but nobody's approached me with a glider that's like, hey, I'd like to figure out this food.
How's this?
That's, yeah, no, that's
No, that was great. Thank you.
the other thing. That's,
Makes it understandable.
yeah. So that is the plans for the application for the state. Like Adam said, we'll fine-tune it here a little bit over the next few days. Chris will need some help next week for autographs. Nice. What's that? The next item, wildlife mitigation study. This one is a project, if you remember last fall when we had that little elk walk across the airport, and somebody took pictures of it and it got posted all over social media.
That
was him. A certain state auditor picked it up and ran with it. There's only one.
Yeah.
No, so we had a conversation with the IODM team kind of after that. And, the airport over the last 20 years has gotten immensely busier. We have occasional issues with wildlife, deer, coyotes, foxes, apparently
mainly
elk,
geese.
geese, birds,
Awesome.
yeah, geese and other birds, bald eagles that come across the river. It's a whole list of animals. So what this is going to do, what the program does is the IODOT and the USDA have a program where basically they contract with each other. The DOT hires the USDA to do these mitigation studies at airports. The local airport is responsible for 15% of the cost. DOT pays the rest, as the typical grant program shares are. Our agreement is with the DOT to cover essentially that last 15% and a couple other clauses in there for them. But otherwise, the main agreement of what's going to happen, how it happens, is with the DOT and the USDA. So both of those agreements are in the packet, so you can see them. But we're only approving what's essentially is the grant agreement, for lack of better vocabulary. That obligates us to pay 5,000 and change to the DOT.
That would tell us things like we need to build more fencing.
So yeah, at the end of it, this is going to be a long-term process. The guy comes out basically seasonally for a week or two, hangs out at the airport for and just monitors like what's going on, what do they see, and they do that 4 times a year. They write the report based on what they've seen, what they've experienced. They then while they're here, they don't do any mitigation. They just what they see. So that's the other thing to keep in mind. And then yeah, at the end of it, we'll have a report of here's kind of your animals that you encounter. Here's ways you can protect the airport from these, whether it's more fencing, whether it's bird bangers, noise makers, things like that, or some other systems that are out there. But that will open up that kind of. That those kind of programs for grant opportunities if we choose to go down that route.
Make a resolution approving agreement with the Iowa Department of Transportation for Wildlife Hazard Assessment Program.
Okay. All right. Roll call. Order.
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah.
Right. Aye. First time. Warren. Gross.
Gross budget. We got a couple of months left of the budget. So far, we're doing pretty good. We have had a couple of new expenses that have come up. Apparently, our existing fuel tanks were due for our overdue for a 20-year evaluation of.
Findings.
No, strength and condition. My vocabulary is still is failing.
My health assessments.
Basically, yeah.
Okay.
So we had, or actually, the equipment shop through via the equipment guys that maintain the spill prevention plan and do the rest of the stuff with their other city tanks. We had Seneca come out and do that test. It's fine. Should be another 20 years. But we need to do it again, so whoever's here in 20 years can try to remember that.
Set a calendar reminder or something.
But other than that, that was a little over $5,000. A couple of hangar issues, nothing terribly serious, but it is spring. Everybody's coming out and using hangar doors. And we have cables that are stretching and snapping and.
Usual spring.
The usual spring. Fire and maintenance inspections are 2 weeks away. Second Friday the 23rd. will be let. So we will take some folks and go through the hangars and whatever the fire department wants to see. But we will do also our maintenance inspections. And yeah, that's.
And bring a notebook and see how airworthy some airplanes look at hangars at our lease.
Yep. We will be making notes.
I mean, I'll point this all.
No, I'm not.
People are in agreement on this.
Yes, no. Yes, we will be taking notes.
Okay.
Yes. I mean, I'm more interested in like ambulance, amber, the boats, and
Oscar. Those are all gone.
Wow.
So that's kind of budget and management.
Unless there's other questions for me for airport related stuff.
All right, Hangar 319er. Ryan Fromm is behind you. He is the group representative. He's the one I've been working with for the hangar project.
Sit down.
Yeah, come on.
Well, good evening, guys. I really didn't prepare anything, but I brought a plan of what kind of the hangar looks like, if you will, this is north facing the hangar. I've been in Iowa City almost all my life, grew up at U Heights, and my parents still live there in Cordova now. I started flying here in 2004 and got 50 hours before I got my license. And my buddy told me he was going to buy Cirrus just before COVID. I said, well, I'm not getting that Cirrus without coming up. So picked it up again and since got my instrument in virtual, and it's been fantastic. I own part of a Cirrus with a group of six guys. I think they're all on that sheet. And then we have another friend who owns a second Cirrus, the red line out here. And I do a lot of flying for him as he's progressing through everything. And then there's a group of another six guys that own a Plaz. In our perfect world, we probably have two Plazes and one Cirrus. This hangar does fit two Plazes and two Cirruses in the best world. And I appreciate everything at this point that you guys have done with the land lease. You know, things are expensive as we guys just went through numbers. This isn't feasible project to us unless we have a long enough land lease. So I appreciate that. We've had some hiccups along the way with building things like they happen anyway. So we won't get into those details, but we are going to have to sprinkle this, and I'm working on those bids right now. And a little bit of additional cost, but not something that is probably dissuading the project as a whole. You know, we could switch it to a steel post hangar that would probably actually be more expensive than what we're doing right here. I think we'll get a better product with the one we're getting. It will be on a foundation itself, and so it'll be 7 inches up off the ground while the foundation assembly requires, of course. We'll actually heat it and cooled, surprisingly enough. And as a little office over here, we had a little staircase going up. I think we have to scrap that at least for now with the extra costs of the sprinkler system. One of the owners has a Cirrus simulator that, you know, is FAA certified, and you can actually, you know, get your lead burns already, not sitting in this office as well. You know, charter wise, training wise, it's not really that we want to do any of that, but I will obviously get trained here. Other plots pilots will get trained. Get the steward to be important, you know, disclose everything. Charter wise, I don't ever think we would have a charter based in Iowa City per se. We have a group out with Omaha and a group out of Michigan that both kind of offer to say, hey, we might be charged. We don't really want to charter the plane. We want to, you know, a lot of the owners are Florida back, Colorado back, Alaska back. It's really not the way of filling the idea behind that. And then you guys all probably know this, but when you're on a plane, they're like, hey, can I use your plane to do this Saturday? They have no idea what that entails. But if we had one very fine, we could have kind of a buying system for that. And I did bring our binder, but our binder with drive leases and pilot contracts, I mean, it's this thing, again, it's part of it's managed. It takes a lot to manage that. Not that a 135 seems to get managed, but it wouldn't be my problem. It would be a 135. So, This is kind of preliminary. We do plan to keep the new portion of the apron here because it is north facing. That was probably Matt's idea, just so we wouldn't have ice and snow there. as well. So, you know, 100 by arc difference, 23 feet pier with a 9 foot deep hanger. I appreciate that. Still 10 feet, that's kind of a good deal. Just so you have the ability not to have sliding around to, you know, tugs or anything like that. It's still a work in progress. I was hoping that after this meeting, we'd be putting the foundation in like next week. I'm meeting with sprinkler people tomorrow to see about getting the ladder over there from that hydrant that's kind of it's about right here in front of the deal. So that piping alone is about 20 grand here. It's a 6-inch pipe in here. Where would they tell me? So, probably. So, want to be a good steward of the airport. Appreciate everybody. Appreciate everything you've looked at so far and working with everybody to this point. It's been great. Some frustration, but that just happened. So, goodbye.
Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, absolutely. Good checking. So, you guys can keep this copy. This is the one I'm sitting at right now. It's really close to exactly what it'll be. You know, things we, you know, we originally put doors here, but I thought the doorknobs might clip the tails. These are just tiny little doorknobs so you can stand at the doorknob and bring down. I don't think that's concrete around with there. So just little things like that. This is it. And it's going to have a backup generator, big HVAC unit, little HVAC unit for this. Water and electric off of this hangar. 72 over here, but this way you see that car here. I mean, yeah, nothing too fancy, but we're excited. Sooner we have it done, the better for everybody. There will be pains on the way.
We'll get through it.
We'll get through it.
We'll get through it.
Slowly wish. Any questions for me on anything?
So that's the hangar concept. On the agenda is the commercial business agreement. As Ryan described, they're going to have some flight instructor, they're going to have some leasing opportunities. And Ryan and the group kind of wanted to cover themselves so that they can do it amongst themselves, but not to the general public. So that's how the business agreement is written. It's a year lease that just a year agreement that just rotates, renews annually each year. So unless one of us decides to break it for some reason. So kind of finishing up the deal, and then Ryan gets to deal with whatever's left in the permit process to get things through and be able to build and run.
That's pretty good. John, I'm going to have a thing done with this plan. Good, glad to put a face with the thing. So here.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have a good evening.
You too.
The answer.
I guess we need to open the public hearing.
Yes.
Now you can think that's a free copy.
Anybody got anything to say about this hangar commercial business? We'll close the public hearing and we will move on to consider a resolution approving a commercial business agreement with Hangar 319 LLC. So, all right. Electric.
Hi.
Right.
All right.
Chris, hi.
All right. Sweet. Events calendar hasn't changed, although a couple of things have popped out because they have completed. Next event,
still waiting the name.
Weekend, summer of the arts. Yeah. So we have first summer of the arts movie of the year. I don't remember which one it is. But we'll get everything cleaned up and get it.
I think it's wrong.
Go there.
Yeah, I agree.
That's good.
So we've been mowing.
And
mowing, so.
And mowing.
Still have more and more to do. The our zero turn mower dies occasionally. Then eventually, after 6 hours of cooling off, works again. So we've got some things to do with that eventually. But but they're working on it. Other than that, I mean, the other equipment, we got the tractors out and out working. And with the grass runway, we're today we're looking at that stuff along the edge of 725. That'll break time tomorrow with that. Okay. So Mike had marked out a few areas where I looked at them. Along 725 is there right next to the runway, about halfway down between the closed runway and 1230. That's in pretty good shape. Basically about 75 feet from the edge of the pavement out, there's a line of drains, storm drains. And then beyond that, there's another 80 feet that would be fine too. So initially I was starting to set my cones, but the drains were right in the middle before I realized there were drains there. So now we went ahead and decided, I took Mike out there, we looked through a little bit closer. We'll probably just mow really short between the drains and the runway, just right next to the runway. That's pretty good. I mean, I'll say it's smooth and pretty good spot, and will help from a traffic standpoint, like Mike was saying, and from the standpoint of when they're coming in the land, they're not like offset or something weird. They're basically going one runway essentially. So we've mowed that a few times. We're going to mow it with the zero turn and then start. And then we have a roller on site to roll it. So that's ready to go. Mike had looked at 1230 to do one over there. The perfect spot, not as fancy, right in the middle, which is fine. So the other spot is not as good. It's wavy and stuff. So I think we're just going to stick with the one side for now. And just try it out, see if it's something people do. And then I think our thought is that the drains, concrete barrier drains themselves, potentially we would paint those like white or something like that. That way they stand out, but it also helps give you a line of sight of where the edge is. So we'll just try it.
Would you want to paint like white with maybe yellow stripes or something so it shows up when there's snow?
Well, that's true. Well, realistically, they won't probably
be
use
landing it.
They're probably only going to use it now and through the fall kind of the deal.
Okay.
It's not that bad, it gets too mushy. So, unless they are on skis.
Do you control the entries for the chart supplement?
I don't control the entry. I can recommend things.
Okay. So, when we add that, because presumably we'll add an entry to the chart supplement.
Well, we're not gonna add anything to the chart supplement. What we're gonna do is we're gonna put a note out there that says landing adjacent to the runway is available from here. Part of it is I don't want. I'm managing like the three different rule books between the FAA, the DOT, the state DOT, and just our general liability. So I don't want people to confuse it as an actual roadway. That's the first thing.
Yeah.
And that was part of why we didn't go out further. We stayed close to the.
Promise not to refer to it as 25.
But that's part of the reason why we're not going to put anything in the chart supplement, because we don't want. I think my understanding of that is really the only way to do it is to label it as a roadway. The notes in there are kind of goofy, and it's not a great system.
I was mainly talking about having in the remarks section,
yeah,
that the grass supplemental surface, I don't even know what you call it, like having like I think a mammal.
Yep.
I want to say they have something about like months that you can, that it's available.
Yeah, they have it open and closed. It's like Memorial Day to Labor Day.
Yeah. So I didn't know if there was something that we could put in there without actually designating it a runway.
We're going to do it with a NOTAM for this time. And maybe if we get pushed into doing something in the chart supplement, we will.
Okay.
A lot of it also is, as you recall, with the conversations we had with FAA, VSDO, we're in uncharted waters. We're whatever we do is kind of like the first thing that's been done. So I want to leave it with NOTAMs for now. And if people don't like that, or if the groups don't like that, we can escalate.
They would get a lot more attention with a NOTAM than it will.
Well, I think so, probably. Yeah.
In particular, the kind of people who are using a grass runway.
So,
particular people using it, I'd probably hear.
Probably not.
Probably not. Or they'll never see that because they're reading unlighted obstruction 10 miles from.
Yeah.
I mean, at least 4 flights. It'd show up as like a facility or airport building, right?
Yeah.
So then it'd be a little bit easier to find, maybe, if they look in the right spot.
Probably in general, from what I understand from everybody's goal, was a lot of it is probably more so geared towards taking care of local, like, hangar tents.
Yeah.
We're going to know that it's there, and a little bit less so somebody's flying over, like, oh, that is a runway right there that I'm going to try for the first time. Yeah.
I mean, I think it's kind of shorting up to keep a lot of those. But
it should.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, what is the usable distance?
It's going to be like 1,100 feet by the moon.
That is.
I mean, it could be
an adventure. Yeah.
Like if we had the spacing to make a parallel runway, like that would be a good one. But we don't have the spacing.
That is plenty. That is.
There's no construction on either side.
That's true. Because in particular. Coming in on the 2.5 side because literally you're flying over the closed runway right before you. That's really easy, but the other direction is a little bit different. There is a little bit.
There's a little bit of a hill right there that a swale for drainage at the intersection, and you would be right back here.
But yeah, well, thanks for doing that.
Yeah.
I'm still ready to shovel in hand and go dig and put rocks down the ground.
Well, that's the thing. I think we'll look at once we do this, and I think once you paint those outside edges, like you paint those little boxes next to the runway lights, to where they more of the cable split lines down to the ground. So there's those that are on the very edge of the pavement, and then the other side is the storm drains. I think if we were to paint both of those on both sides, they'd have a pretty good, better than I anticipated, actually.
Okay.
You know. But the biggest thing is, what do we do to mark the ends?
Yeah. And where do we mark the ends?
And where
do we call it start off?
So, it's a required investigation.
Basically, it's like from there.
Yeah, from here all the way.
Mirroring that like stretch of pavement that's
yeah.
attached to the runway there.
Yep, pretty much. Yeah, and in kind of, I'm thinking, see, there's a drain right there.
Oh, okay.
So, if we're doing that drain, and the edge of the pavement.
Oh, okay.
So.
Oh, so that's it. So
but
that's a drain too.
Yeah. So there again, like I said, if you painted those white from the air, you would see that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You just need to know that. And then if you paint those other ones,
there's four drains and regular cans.
And you see a light can right next to the light can, probably right there.
Mm-hmm.
There's like these other ones too. So
okay.
Those too. We'll see how much, or see if that's enough visibility from the air. But then the end is going to be the only other thing.
We can volunteer you as tribute to see how.
Go practice.
Yeah,
that's the
practice.
Yeah. So, anyway, so that's that. Once that's up and going, we'll have a little more inside into that. Local spring projects, like Mike mentioned, they need to go around and look at hangars and. I said the ball we're activating around now, so more maintenance for equipment.
Mainly speaking of maintenance, and not that we have to do anything with it, but have we seen how well the Carol is holding up?
So far, so good.
So far, so good.
I took a drive by a couple of weeks ago.
Awesome.
And we do need to figure out either if we can find the last people who painted the other hangars blue, but. Carrying those the door.
I did find that, and I didn't get a price for them. I don't remember what it was, but that was that was part of our buddy conversations.
Okay, yeah, that would be cool too. Any other questions on the maintenance aircraft? Not aircraft maintenance, facility maintenance part of it.
I had a question. So I know it was nice at the ambulance entrance that. North T entrance got stained, I guess, because that was degrading the grass and the pavement because they cut the corners. And I assume they probably stayed dead, but I didn't know if there's anything that we would look to do there or just let it kind of erode itself
down. Throw some gravel out there.
Yeah, I think that was my
question. This is over inside the gate.
No,
yeah, well,
outside.
In and coming in and I guess in and outs, if you just put like on the side of your side. It's just where it corn got cut. I mean, it's a small injury. It's not like a huge
Yeah.
payment. So
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. There. Yeah. And on that. So, like a little bit of on the inside.
The lead
And
is
it's just
from the.
I mean, if I was driving the
They
paint,
probably
and I brought all the.
probably
Yeah.
this yes too.
Just
It's
so you know,
different satellite. They're really
if anybody
different.
else hear about that, or if it's just me and them. So, like.
We're pretty sure you did it.
I could have done it. I would have very well done it. That's why I'm saying, as long as somebody's aware of it, I think that's all I'm saying.
No, I didn't
But
reach
I did
out.
clip a, I almost clipped the stake the other day. So stakes are helpful.
Reflection. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
Yeah.
including, yeah, should put
Who
in
are
the
you?
race track next for
Yeah.
you. Because,
What's that?
There's this one just before coming up.
Oh, yeah. Yes. It's already this year. We've got to weed our front yard right out.
And that big plant in the that one thing I pulled the leaves around it was
garbage can.
when I came in. But maybe put some more rock around it or something so you don't see the can underneath it that it's sitting in.
Yep.
There's some
Yeah,
real
soft
setting
rock.
little thing.
We go all the white rock there, and then we kind of left over put out there.
That was your whole truck was
All trees one there.
But no, it's that time already.
It's starting. Yeah.
And while we're on this topic, we come up with a plan for the entrance of
Wait, is
so
that all about?
for a storm.
Hope for a storm. That's what
It's
this.
not.
Currently, the plan is hope for a storm. I mean, I got pricing for those, and I think for the six that are out there that are dead, it was like 30 grand for those.
And the city forestry can't help us with this at all.
I mean, that's they told us to do to go to for
Awesome.
yeah. So.
What that department does, reading outside of the department.
Welcome to
Awesome. They went down three trees for the city on property behind our house. We just called them up and they were like, hey, there's trees there. They came over about 4 months later. They chopped them down.
Yeah.
But I don't know, maybe deed it to a citizen. Deed the entryway to a citizen. Or not the citizen, back to the city.
Yeah. Now, at the moment, I've contemplated maybe throwing some type of state grant out there to clean up the entry drive. The state really doesn't do that to a lot of degrees, so I don't know how that would go over, but it has
And the wood can't be used for firewood.
the wood's garbage because it's all ashboard
So
and
it's
infested.
so you can't really.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those are dead ash trees out there.
I
For the
think
most part.
Scott has a dad who has a chainsaws and a chipper.
It's an excellent idea.
Yeah, Jacqueline was out. And look at
Nice.
this one
How
in
you
the
nice.
range.
Are you at work?
Yeah, ask for range.
Yeah.
And then the plane. Oh, we ever have anything to do?
That was
One of
part
them, if he wanted it,
sorry.
that's. I know, but I would still like go with the motion.
No.
I think that'll come in the
No.
hangar building money then. Yes. Because you have to pay them to ship it.
I think we're stuck with the chip. I'm sorry. The hangar's bringing money, so.
Oh, work, yeah. I was just thinking that some of them, one of them, you see, wanted it. They were like,
I think they
they
were, I
would change
don't know if they wanted it. I think they were like, we will take it to
Oh,
the
okay.
Air
If
Force.
you
It's
get
like,
like a
we
donation,
will take
they
it.
would
have
get
to,
it to
yeah. And they'll go put it somewhere. That's the whole story. Yeah.
That's the fastest step. Oh, okay. So it's not, but they want to plan it.
Sorry to derail it with other
Okay.
maintenance related
Oh, yes, good.
Yeah, no,
conversations.
that's part of
well,
it.
that's something too, is. You know, with the terminal, I don't know, you're going to grant at some point in time for like carpets and stuff like
I mean,
that.
that was going to be part of the whole modernization stuff of
Yeah.
HVAC, air conditioning units, and
That's what we're pushing out.
that's what we're pushing on. Yeah.
Better
Shot
put it
goes
back in 60 just in case it fails.
yeah.
That'll still be cool.
That's 6 minutes away. Okay. Well, so outside of maintenance, just general jet air stuff, shops are busy. The flight training is really, really busy. They've been flying a lot. We typically have two airplanes here, and right now I think we've got four, and they're flying just constantly. It's great for training stuff. A lot of that is instructor dependent. So you get some of these guys that are flying a lot, and you get, they're just motivated to build time, whatever. I consider it kind of like personal training where everybody wants to be a pilot, but not only will want to do it, So I get that instructor who's convincing you to go, like, when's your next, when are we flying next? What are we doing next? And they couple with guys where we are. So they're flying all the
to
time.
watch them land and then take off and come around and land and take
Yep.
off. So they're doing their practice.
That's training. Yep.
Got it.
Yep. Yeah, they had another student solo today, but it's become pretty much a not everyday occurrence, but a lot.
There's a lot of flights over our neighborhood.
Yeah, that's a lot of training. It'll
They're
add up a
not
little.
noisy ones.
Sure. Yeah, the training. There's a lot of training. We just got so our Kodiak, or sorry, a customer of ours got a Kodiak 900, which is a newer airplane, remember? And we just got it on the charter certificate this week. Tuesday of this week, which is cool. It was the first one on a charter certificate in the world. Like, it's never hasn't been done yet before, so that's really cool. So it just got added, and it's Hawkeye themed. The owner is a big Hawkeye fan and got approval to put a tiger on the tail. So it'll be available for charter and already starting to get stuff scheduled into it, things like that. But that's kind of a it's a market that we had been in and kind of got out of as we got bigger airplanes and things like that. And then this will kind of be back at the price point for a lot of the introductory customers like that for in charter. We're excited about that, and that's pretty much it. We're getting so it's fun. Yeah. Cool. Thanks, guys. Thanks.
Commission member request. I guess I'll start. Judy and I went to City Hall on Tuesday, gave them a 3-minute spiel, got applause at the end, even though they're not supposed to do anything. And we left and didn't make it. So it was uneventful. Basically used the annual report as a starting place.
Yeah.
They know we exist.
And you invited everybody to come.
I did invite everybody to come to the airport. So I always try to do that. So if you get City Council asking for a tour, sorry, but
I think the one that wondered who was put out here, so
kind of good deal.
but hey, if I almost thought the most.
Most, all right.
So we, I mean, but we also was to the general public.
Yeah, sure.
So
But
yeah,
I'm happy to
I
get
don't know.
tours. Yeah.
Trying to do that. Right. Okay. Well, it doesn't matter what you feel, that they will enjoy it because it's something new for them. So.
A chance to ramble about the airport for an hour and a half.
Staff report.
Last week or the week before, I don't know, dates are fuzzy in my head. We hosted the Friends of Historic Preservation out here for their annual meeting. Actually went pretty well. I spoke a little bit. They did a presentation on transportation history in Johnson County, and they talked great about the airport and, over the years. And I invited one of their guys back to help me rummage through the garage over there. It was all kinds of old airport layout plans and other stuff that it may or may not be, I know they're historic, but he. I've had multiple conversations with him as we were doing the terminal thing, like planning and conversations, and he's been super supportive and like understands what we're trying to do. You get access to help with whatever that plan turns out to be. We try to expand and get space out here. What else? I think in the update email, I did say talk about the. Maybe I talked about it last month, but I did attend the airports conference for the Iowa Public Airports Association and the board of directors meeting. I was reelected to the board of directors and to be president for another year. So I am Currently watching the state legislature. It sounded like they got their budget sorted out, and I know they had a flurry of bills that went through the House today, and I think tomorrow's going to be the big day to push everything through and try to get out. Tomorrow's Friday. So they might try to shut everything up with minimal input. We'll see how that goes, because there is an issue with some of the funding where the House has everything everybody's been asking for, and the Senate has like two-thirds of it. So I don't know who's going to what they agree to, but we've been pushing on making sure the funding is the same level as Fed. Our intern.
Yes.
Thank you. You remember last month that we signed the MOU?
Yeah.
This is Braden. Braden is the intern that's working for McClure, and we'll be hanging out here for a little bit.
Yes, thank you very much. I'm a student at University of Dubuque right now. I just finished my second year. I'm studying aviation management there. So yeah, met Matt Mike last year at a lunch, and luckily he was liked me enough then to say picked him back a couple of days. So I'll be here a couple afternoons a week and helping out any way I can for you guys. We'll know how, kind of know how stuff goes down on the airport. So. Yeah, awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Absolutely. Braden is almost a pilot.
I was, yes, I moved. So obviously with UD being flight school, I was going to go for a flight, but my check ride got canceled the day before I moved in. So I was right there. So maybe this will spur the summer that I just do it. Let's get it done. So
I think that's a good idea.
Yes,
you
done.
Yeah. I just thought of one more thing for that Prince Historical. Janet Biscoll at the top of the hill up there from the Baines property. She has a lot of information. Their family was involved with like bringing in the first rock that was set up for things. Somebody might want to talk to her about. If she's sorting things out before she moves to Oakville, there might be things from there that would be useful for history or knowing about it.
Yeah.
I think she's moving in July.
We've got a conference in August. Are there any conferences in August? You said that on call.
Oh yeah, okay. Just kind of a reminder. That's the Kansas City one. So if anyone wants to go, you're welcome to.
The next meeting is
my 12th.
Next time moving to 12th, and
you be here. I'll be here.
Warren probably is. Yeah. All right.
I'll thank you.
All in favor.
All in favor.